From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. President Donald Trump shed his fiery rhetoric toward North Korea on Tuesday. Instead, he delivered a message of resolve and optimism to South Korea. VOA's Steve Herman is traveling with the president and has more.
He is expecting strong support not only from China, but also countries such as Russia and European Union members to really put full pressure from the international community on Pyongyang to hopefully make them stop developing their nuclear weapons and their ballistic missiles. But Pyongyang has shown no overt signs of caving into this pressure, although the president seemed to hint today in his joint appearance with the South Korean president, Moon Jae-in, that there had been some indication, some movement by North Korea that was encouraging. And he wasn't ruling out dialogue totally, but the message that we've heard from the White House, and also this was expressed by Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe alongside President Trump in Tokyo on Monday, is that we can't just have dialogue for dialogue's sake.
For updates throughout the trip, you can follow VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman on Twitter at W7VOA. And also be sure to log on to our Facebook page, Voice of America, for pictures, videos, stories, and more. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said that Russian President Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump are expected to discuss North Korea at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum in Vietnam this week. He noted that the details of the meeting are still being worked out. This is VOA News. Gunmen disguised as police stormed a television station in Kabul Tuesday. Andrew Palcheski has more on the attack that killed at least four and wounded more than 20 others.
It's the latest deadly attack on Afghan journalists. The assault, which had been claimed by the Islamic State group, lasted about 3 hours before Afghan special forces overpowered the attackers and freed staff trapped inside the building. The station reported that one attacker blew himself up at the gate, while another went inside and shot at staff before going up to the roof to fire on security forces. The attack spotlighted the dangers faced by media workers in Afghanistan as security worsens. Last year, the country suffered its deadliest year on record for journalists, when 13 were killed, according to the Afghan Journalist Safety Committee. That made it the second most dangerous place for reporters in the world, after Syria. Andrew Palcheski, VOA News.
The U.S. Air Force is investigating why a 2012 domestic violence conviction of the Texas church gunman was not properly entered into the FBI database that would have stopped him from legally buying the weapon he used in Sunday's attack that killed 26 people. As VOA's Jeff Custer reports, residents in the small town of Sutherland Springs are still trying to come to terms with the tragedy.
Memorials have sprung up near the church where the shooting occurred. Resident Jacob Tafoya said he was too distraught to work on Monday. He believes something has to be done about what he calls this gun thing.
We keep talking about the Second Amendment, and I believe people have the right and should have their guns, but why do they have to have those high-powered assault, and that's what they're called, assault weapons, you know, assault rifles. Why do they have to have that?
Along with the 26 killed, 20 others were wounded in the shooting. The youngest fatality was 18 months old. A pregnant woman was also killed. Investigators say they believe a domestic dispute involving Kelly with his in-laws appears to have been behind the killings. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Ousted Catalan President Carlos Puigdemont said he will defeat at the ballot box next month what he calls the Spanish government's repression of Catalonia's wishes for independence. Puigdemont says Catalonia has one path to becoming a republic via democracy. Around 200 visiting mayors from Catalonia gathered in a Brussels art museum and gave him a standing ovation before he began speaking. Saudi Arabia's crown prince said the ballistic missile launched at the kingdom by Yemeni rebels was a direct military aggression by the Iranian regime. The Saudi-led coalition has ordered the closure of all ports and grounded all humanitarian flights to the war-torn country. The military coalition has also tightened an air, land, and sea blockade in response to the missile. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.